Welcome, horror fans, and thank you for downloading The Horror Show. Sit back while your hosts Sean and Joe take you back in time to review your favorite and not-so-favorite horror movies from yesteryear with their own twisted comedic view. Your hosts will remind you why you loved or hated those classic horror movies and other horror-related events. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to The Horror Show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Horror Show, the show that dissects, mutilates, dismembers, and butchers all of your favorite and not-so-favorite horror movies and other horror-related events. I'm Sean.
I'm Joe. It's a long one today.
Yeah, I like mixing it up, and I was really trying to delay us having to do this episode. If I could have just said and for 45 minutes and not gotten in trouble... I probably would have.
Yeah, I was actually just going to tell you, this is already my least favorite episode we've ever recorded.
This is the least favorite everything. This is everything that's wrong with everything. I absolutely hated this movie, and it's all thanks to our friend.
You're welcome.
Who's here today, Paul.
Yeah.
How you doing, Paul?
I'm great. I loved it.
I think you were a hit. On the last couple of episodes. So congratulations. Oh,
congratulations on receiving a lifelong ban for making us sit through this. Yeah.
This is Paul's last episode forever, though. So say goodbye to Paul, everyone.
It was fun while it lasted.
It was. It was a real blast. Yeah. So we've done two creature features shows where we talked about the best. And we talked about the worst.
Yep.
This is the worst.
Yeah, I was right on when I guessed that without having seen it.
Yeah, that's true. Good job, Paul. Yeah. Congratulations. Thanks for making us sit through it, though. That was fantastic.
I mean, I didn't think it can get much worse than Blood Feast, but it can.
Oh, it gets a lot worse. And by the way, we haven't even said what we're watching. We're watching, in case you missed our last episode, we're watching Peter Rottentail, A Crime Against Humanity. It is the worst. It is abysmal. And I hated every second of watching it. And I watched it twice.
Yeah, why did that happen?
Because I watched the writer's commentary.
Oh yeah, you told me. Why'd you do that?
Because I needed to know. I needed to know about it.
Did they talk about the directors?
They did.
Because they're not famous, but they are famous, they've been in the biz for a while.
And we'll get to that.
Which makes no sense because this looks like it was filmed on a phone camera.
Yeah, how do they make such a low-budget piece of shit?
Like, not even an iPhone, just like one of those flip phones from 2004.
We'll get into Peter Rottentail shortly. I just wanted to do some talk about some fan mail first, because we blew some people off the last couple weeks. So I just wanted to, By the way, I'm drinking Founder's Breakfast Stout. Joe, what are you drinking?
Coffee.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Paul?
A little bit of Guinness.
Oh, good job.
Well, now I feel left out.
Pints of Guinness make you strong. There's plenty of beer here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you're
too fat to get up.
Yeah. So, glaring omission from our episodes, Basket Case.
Yeah.
Can't believe we left him off. And I think we talked about him on our Wes Craven episode that was unreleased, but poor Belial. He belongs on that list.
Yeah, he does.
Always being left out. Always being separated from...
Belial might be the only creature that drives a car, too.
the Belial Mobile.
I'm sure somebody will tell you.
God. Is it really called the Belial Mobile? No, is that just what we call it?
That's just what we call it.
It's absolutely what you call it.
He has a little dice hanging.
Yeah. Dude. So we also got a message from the evil Dana, who I forgot to include last time. We just ran out of time. And she sent in her favorite creature features, which, good list. Very good list. She says, and I did not read this before, so hopefully she doesn't say anything racist or offensive. Just kidding, Evil Dana. It's probably fine. probably. She says, let's see. I'm hoping this one counts. Tremors Trilogy.
Yep.
That totally counts. That's like falls in blob territory. Like there's nothing.
Yeah, it's a
fucking Tremors. It's a creature.
That is 100% creature. I'm pretty sure back when I was about 12 years old, I would watch nothing but the Sci-Fi Channel. And that would always play. I always found it quite entertaining. Plus, anything Mystery Science Theater 3000 plays is gold. That's true. Probably should have used that as a reference if we were smart. I wish I remembered the name of this other one I watched often, but it involved giant mosquitoes attacking this group of scientists. Super ridiculous, but super awesome at the same time. Do you remember that?
It could be Mansquito.
Oh, man.
Looks like you found your next episode.
Yeah. And she says, oh, and Basket Case. My God, that film. Especially that scene where the brother escapes from his basket and, like, sleep fucks this girl. She says, shudders. And his screams. Creepy. And just, yeah, that fucking movie, too. That is an awesome way to put it. I like the like sleep fucks. Like, yeah, what is that?
Yeah.
I guess that's, yeah, sleep fucking, sure. I also want to give shout outs to Bushmoose 27, All Frankie Moves, DT Mills, and Rochelle Labian. I think I'm pronouncing that properly. Those are people that reviewed us or sent us some love. So we really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Super appreciate it.
I think that Mosquito movie is just called Mosquito, by the way. I think it came out in 1995. Oh. For all those that were wondering. No one? All right.
Okay. Nope.
Nope, moving on.
Hope you're happy, Dana. And Brooke K. Thanks to Brooke K, too, for sending us the fan mail.
Yeah.
You guys are absolutely awesome, and we really appreciate it, especially those reviews. So, Peter Rottentail.
Yeah.
What the fuck did I just watch? Released in 2004. The product
it looked like it was shot in 1991.
Oh, 100%.
On VHS.
1991.
Yeah, on a shitty VHS.
Submitted straight to public access and taped off of that.
I was saying, though, because Paul and I watched it together, and I said to him, how do you... Like, I don't know shit about acting. I've never acted in my life. Right. But why can't you just talk like what we're doing? Like why can't you just interact with someone normally?
I completely agree with you, and I had the same thoughts. But, I mean, that's why we're not actors, right?
Yeah, those guys are would just be the rad same bros. Thing.
No, would those guys are not rad bros.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm 100%.
Those guys were pretty chill, though.
No.
What?
Those guys were the biggest nerds. Dude, you do know those guys just sit around watching Kevin Smith movies in their basement, right? And then tried to emulate that, and it came off terribly. Those guys have never smoked weed in their life. And yeah. They talk about it constantly.
Yeah.
Dude, there was those guys have never...
Terms. Like Mary Jane, weed, grass, herb.
Those guys have never opened a door before. Peter Rottentail tries to open a door. The door is already open, and he reaches around and pulls on the indoor handle. But the door is already open. That's why his hand's in there.
Inside the house.
Like, why do you not know how that works? Oh, my God.
This movie.
That was Joe's biggest issue with the movie, though. He wouldn't stop going on about it.
I mean, there's so many things that you could attach yourself to in this and find problems with. They were all awful. Directed by the Polonia brothers, Mark and John. Never heard of them before. They've produced over... And by the way, their Wikipedia was written by them or somebody they love.
I think one of them is dead.
Yeah, I found that out after. I had a lot of jokes that I had to delete from.
I'll just go with them.
No,
he's not going to hear it.
They're already gone. Jesus. So there's these two brothers. They've recorded over 40 feature films. Feature is not the word. Not the word. And if you click on some of those movies, it says like wide release.
There's no way.
Do you know what a wide release is?
Is that just if you could stream it online?
It Follows wasn't a wide release.
Right.
Stream? No, nothing streamed. Nothing streamed. They have four movies.
Here, put it on the internet.
I'm getting so fired. Wide release. They have four movies coming out in 2015. Jurassic Prey.
See them all.
Amityville Death House. Queen Crab. And my favorite, Triclops.
What the fuck is a Triclops? It's just three eyes.
Three eyes, yeah.
The whole point is Cyclops is one.
Oh, God. Oh, anyway, God. I'm crying already. Triclops. I had the same reaction as Paul.
Can't wait to see it in theaters.
Oh, my God.
It's a wide release.
Yeah, it's a wide release of Triclops.
But here's the funny thing. So I looked up this Queen Crab because I saw the poster, and the poster looks pretty legitimate. Like, big flames, like real graphics on like this cover art, which is like word art over a picture of Peter Rottentail. Queen Crab is like this legitimate thing. And I think it's because it was one of those ones that was released in like Redbox that you see that you're like, oh, this movie's out already. And
oh, it's out already?
Yeah. And you click on it and it's like, and it's not the movie you're thinking of. You think it's like a sci-fi made for sci-fi. I looked up the trailer for this. It looks bad, but right, like that's a legit cover art.
Sean, that is not a legit cover art.
Compared to Peter Rottentail?
It looks like clip art.
Let me see it. Let me see it again.
What?
Look at that cover art.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay, that's like sci-fi level. That's like a Sharknado poster.
All right,
fine. Right?
Fine.
Oh, you can't even compare Peter Rottentail's cover art to this. Anyway, Queen Crab looks awful. Had we watched the Queen
Crab? I really want to watch
this. Is there
this.
A trailer for this?
There is. Oh, we can watch it after. It looks about a million times better than what we watched. Like,
well, I would imagine that.
HD cameras.
Well, that's a huge upgrade.
Yeah, but then you look at their other ones that they're still making this year, and they're back to the 1993 cameras. So I don't know. I don't know. But it looks infinitely better than what we watched.
Have you or anyone listening ever heard of their movie Feeders?
I did.
Have you seen the poster for Feeders?
No.
Do you want to?
Yes. Now, do you know why they made that movie?
Give me a break.
No.
Give me a break.
Okay, so no more visual jokes here, we promise. But Feeders was
I think I found Triclops.
I don't think you did.
No,
that's way too good. So Feeders was the Blockbuster paid them to make Feeders as a response to Independence Day, and it became their number one rented independent movie.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Feeders?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Some other classic titles from the Polony brothers: Splatter Farm, Savage Vows.
I've heard of Splatter Farm.
It was like their first famous quote unquote, just internet famous, probably because it was so bad.
Like, so
and
then shitty.
They re-released it.
The first wide release.
Yeah, the first one. They were like 16 when they made it. They re-released it like pretty recently, and they took out like, I guess, all the parts that made it what people love. I don't know. Savage Vows, The House That Screamed, Dinosaur Chronicles, Forest Primeval. Muckman, Chainsaw Killer, and my favorite, Praelians.
Oh, my
Praelians?
God. They just combine like words.
Praelians. Oh man, so that's, you know what we're dealing with now, but you really don't until you turn this movie on and want to kill yourself. The only way you can find it online is by watching it through Amazon and paying for it, like me, unfortunately. Or you can watch a version that is available for free where the audio is completely dropped out of it and you can listen to the writer talk about the entire movie from beginning to end, and he doesn't have a lot to say. And the rest is silence, and you could hear his clock in the background.
You watched that whole thing?
Yeah.
Wait, you can hear the clock ticking?
Yeah, there's a clock behind him. And it's just, the whole time you hear a clock ticking in the background. And him telling the worst stories. And the best part, though, was he kind of outs these guys. He's like, yeah, I mean, I only rewrote the script. Like, Mark Polony wrote it. But then they just gave me the credits, and I think they're trying to pawn off how bad it is on me. And yeah, he talks about a bunch of stuff, but I'll bring up anything worthwhile while we talk about this. So yeah, it's insane. Where do we start on this besides the beginning?
I think it might be the worst movie I've ever seen. I think I finally found it. I really do.
No way.
Like, it's after 30 years of searching, I think I finally found it.
We talk about movies feeling long. This was an hour and 10 minutes, and I couldn't stop looking at the clock. Like, how did this drag on? Like, you didn't include anything cool on it.
I mean, I think I wrote down... Cool scene, I think I wrote...
What cool scene?
The meat cleaver when the guy's in the payphone?
That is terrible.
The only thing I wrote down is about that scene that was redeeming is that when it goes into his head, it actually looks kind of sweet.
I guess.
But maybe it's because everything else was so fucking shitty.
Yeah, but then Peter Rottentail says, never piss off a dead rabbit.
Yeah, wait, that's why you liked it? I don't even get that joke.
But no, he's not a rabbit.
And
he's,
no one understands what do you mean that
joke. Well, he's a rabbit.
He's a giant rabbit.
But yeah, he was a man.
I'll tell you this. There was a huge identity crisis in this movie. They couldn't tell whether to make magician jokes or rabbit jokes the entire time. And they alternated.
Dude, their puns were so poor.
The shitty... It gives you respect for the Crypt Keeper's puns. Like, you could listen to Crypt Keeper puns and, like... I mean, you and I love them. I think most people do. But, like, you could look at each other and be like, oh, my God. Holy shit. Like,
right.
I've got a clause in my contract.
Right.
During a Santa Claus episode. It's terrible. But it's fun. But when you see puns like this, you just want to kill yourself.
No, legit, there was probably not one funny one.
No.
I don't think there was
Wait, you didn't like when the girl took off her shirt and he said, I want to get in her carrot patch? What the fuck does that even mean? What does that even mean?
Wait. Is that what he... Is it... Because he said something that I thought he said... I thought he was saying nice cans.
Yeah,
and
that's
he combined cans and ass. Is that what he says? Carrot patch?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know
the fuck he said.
I have
because he's got this stupid, like, over-modulated double voice. And,
oh, and there wasn't one...
You can't even hear what he's saying.
Not a single bad
hair. Oh, yeah, that's
joke.
What she says. She says nice carrot patch. So it doesn't even... I made a better pun by saying I want to get into that carrot patch. That makes more sense. Nice carrot patch. And all, by the way, all she did was take off a sweatshirt.
And yeah, no, see. Sean,
so what Sean, was the carrot patch?
How about when they showed that exact same scene again?
I have that down. Okay,
dude, right. Oh, God, it was so good.
Let's get into this
better
movie.
Better the second time.
Let's just get into this movie. We open up with a scene. I mean, this really sets the stage. You have no fucking idea what is going on. We see a magician at a children's birthday party. You assume it's really hard to even figure out that it's a children's birthday party besides the sign that says happy birthday.
It's also the worst birthday party ever. Just two kids.
Two kids, but then throughout the movie, they're like, oh, remember when what's her name was at that party?
You couldn't find four more kids. They were never
because,
shown.
Because when he comes back, he's getting everyone from that party, isn't he?
Oh, my God.
Is that what he was doing? Is that
nothing
what he was doing?
Happened.
We think. Yes.
So this guy, I mean, by the way, the writer informed you in the commentary. He said, we added this scene afterwards. So that
this
way.
This is the whole context of the movie.
So though. That it would make sense.
So they made a whole movie without the plot, and then went back and were like, we should probably add something.
And by the way, that is barely a plot. He's just at a birthday party that sucks, and he's like, oh, I gotta go. And then he leaves.
Yeah, and the father throws him out.
Yeah. Well, was that first?
Wait, this movie's not even in order.
This movie's not in order. I just realized.
My mind's blown too.
The movie's not in order.
Yeah.
Because Oh my god.
The movie's not in order. I can't believe I just realized that.
Yeah, I did too. Now you said they added it in. Because he gets thrown out, and then he meets that guy.
So we see this guy at a children's party. Oh my god, people are probably so confused if they haven't seen this.
They haven't.
So, yeah, I don't want you to watch it, but I want everyone to watch it at the same time. So they're at a children's party. There's this magician. He sucks. The kids make fun of him. He leaves.
Wait, but what about the rabbit pooping under the table?
Holy shit. Dude, they were making fart noises for that rabbit.
They're all man-made. It was
just a man-made fart noise.
Not an animal at all.
Of course not.
Dude, no rabbit has ever farted like that. The rabbits even fart.
It sounded like a man. It was like, dude,
it was.
Well, it was some guy. No,
it was an internet soundboard. It was so bad, and I'm sure they were like, "This is just like a trauma movie. This is just like trauma." We're just throwing some fart.
Yeah, Bishon, it wasn't even a soundboard. It was some guy awful. Making the raspberry noise with his tongue.
So we get this kid's party. It's awful, as you can tell. This is the worst episode, but the funniest. All right, so at a kid's party, there's a magician. He's got a rabbit, which never factors into the story at all, except that this rabbit's around. And the rabbit's name is Retread, which I'm guessing is a joke. It's supposed to be funny. I don't know. It's not, though, just like the rest of this movie.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, I only did because the writer pointed it out and was like, I don't know what that means. He leaves the party because the kids are like, this guy's an asshole. This guy sucks ass. So the guy leaves. The magician leaves. He's walking in his shitty sneakers and costume party tuxedo. Party City tuxedo. And he encounters a man who...
He looks like the dumpster demon from Mulholland Drive.
Yeah, he does.
And I was like, holy shit, this guy might be scary.
He's got an incredibly offensive... Half Jamaican, Jamaican Asian accent. They could not figure it out, but it's clearly a white male. Actually, it's the director under there. The director plays like four parts in this movie, including Peter Rottendale.
For some reason, it took me like three-fourths away into the movie, and I was like, wait, that's the same guy. And Joe's like, yeah, the guy's in every scene, playing every role.
Yeah. And so This character, this homeless-looking character, which the writer described as very Rob Zombie-like.
I think it's because he had, like, dreads.
He's not even... I don't think this man knows who Rob Zombie is. Hands him what appears to be a bottle of food coloring, which it turns out it is. The writer reveals that. Great fact.
It looks like that Muppet from Sesame Street with that really long nose, but everything else is all hair.
You know, oh, yeah. Sweetums.
Yeah, Sweetums, yeah.
And he hands him a bottle of food coloring. And does anyone know what he says to him? Because, like, I blanked out. And I don't think he explains anything. I think he talks gibberish. I think he's just like, oh, if you drink this.
Yeah, and the guy's like, no, I don't want it. And he's like, yeah, but if you drink it. And he's like, okay.
yeah. And then this is where we were laughing at where the movie's out of order. We jump back to the party.
Yeah, that he had already gotten thrown out of.
That he had already gotten thrown out of. And he's back performing in front of the same party. It's insane. I can't believe that happened. Like, it's not like he was like, I got to go take my break.
No, he was thrown out.
Yeah.
Because he insulted the kids after they insulted him. Yeah. Yes, the father.
And then he proceeds to drink the food coloring. With that awesome CGI effect of the food coloring splashing.
Yeah, splash everywhere.
Why would you even waste money on that? Who drinks so sloppily that they're like, we have to add
it's,
that?
It's a very small container.
It's the smallest container ever. He drinks it and then says, and proclaims out loud, he's going to turn into Peter Rottentail.
Which is, we don't, like, why?
Why? Why would you know that? Why would you even think of that?
Why wouldn't he just say the rabbit's name? Like, Retread.
Why wouldn't he just...
not drink it?
Well, there's so... I mean, I'm not going to pick this piece of shit apart, but it's so ridiculous. Like, nothing makes... like, nothing is thought out. The story is not thought out at all.
No.
And I don't think they care. I really don't.
You say it's so defeated.
The kids hate the show. He looks all upset because the juice didn't turn him into Peter Rottentail like you want. I don't know. And this is about to even go further off the radar. I have more notes in this first like opening 10 minutes than I do for the rest of the movie. Cause I was like trying to, it was just all ridiculous.
Yeah. I couldn't take notes on this. Like it was,
I don't even know what happened.
I had to stop taking notes because I started getting motion sickness from the camera shaking everywhere. It was so bad. It was so bad. So they throw this guy out again from the party again. And
he gets thrown out like six times.
He starts doing this like weird transformation, we think, right?
Yeah.
And then a hat and a cleaver appear. Cleaver.
Yeah.
And he takes them and he leaves. Nothing happens. Nothing happens, which makes the rest of the movie extremely confusing.
Yeah, and then apparently so it jumps vague. Forward 15 years. But I didn't know that until the end.
Yeah, there's like nothing to give you an idea that they're just gonna jump forward in time. It just happens.
But yeah,
well, how it says like, 13 years later.
Oh, it does?
On my version, it does.
Wait, really?
I didn't notice that either.
Yeah, it said 13 years later.
Holy shit. I guess it makes a little bit more sense then.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't, though. The main concern is, as we jump forward 13 years, we see a grown man. Why is every adult human being in this movie sleeping in a child's bedroom? Like a baby. Like a 7-year-old.
Why is that bed so fucking small?
Why are there like race cars on the wall? And same with the girl later who's supposed to be living on her own and is sleeping.
Was she living on her own?
I guess. I mean,
there's no one else around.
I guess so.
I mean, it made me think that she was like, it doesn't matter. Like she had like unicorns on the wall. She's a 30-year-old woman. Yeah,
I felt like she was like a teenager. It was the smallest bed I've ever seen.
yeah, it was. So, well, and before we jump ahead, we should say that this magician goes home and decides to kill himself. Seems like a big jump.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
He had a bad party and decides to kill himself. He hears on the radio that he's wanted for assault.
Yeah, because he beat up the father. Because they didn't show those like flashes.
The father beat the shit out of him.
Right, but they show like those flashes after he started transforming into Peter Rottentail.
Well, okay, I guess. I mean, that's a stretch. But what's even more of a stretch is we jump. So he's killed himself. We jump 13 years. We see a 30-year-old man sleeping in a 7-year-old.
How did he kill himself?
With a shotgun.
I don't remember
that. I don't remember that at all.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Dude, I swear to God. I don't remember that.
Yeah, because me, Paul, and Tina were talking. We're like, wait, why did Peter? I just thought the stuff he drank. Yeah, I thought the stuff he just drank killed him. Whatever version we watched, that was definitely not in there.
He kills himself.
We have the actual disc from Netflix.
Well, I paid $1.99 for the digital SD version.
I swear to God, I didn't see that scene.
Do we have to watch the director's cut?
No. This is not a
joke. Yeah, no, I'm good.
So he kills himself with the shotgun. That's why he's dead. Don't know why he kills himself. We jump 13 years. A grown ass man is sleeping in a 7-year-old's bed. He wakes up to a news thing saying, oh, a yearly tradition. The police are trying to stop the yearly tradition of people desecrating the grave of magician Peter, whatever, who gives a shit. Peter. The magician Peter. But they're saying that people are desecrating his grave as if he like was like the town child molester. Like,
yeah.
Like he was Freddy.
It was one kid who at the end's like, yeah, I've been visiting his grave.
It was nothing even happened to that kid.
No.
And then and multiple times they reference this and they say things like Manson. Like he went all Manson on the family. And I was like, no, what? No.
Yeah, because that kid's still around.
Yeah.
And so is the cousin.
Yeah. Everyone's still around. Why are people so mad at this shitty fucking magician? It made no sense.
He had one bad show.
Because he beat up the father.
At a child's birthday party.
And honestly, I don't even remember him beating up the father.
No, because like everything else, it didn't show you.
It had like a minor flashback.
You just had to assume. This movie makes you assume all of the hard work. They were like, we'll just tell the basic story. They can figure everything else out. Make it up. Imagine if everything I'm talking about like wasn't even in the movie. I had to put a coherent story to it. So I've just fabricated all of this and pretended I saw it. Oh, boy. So this kid wakes up. He's 30 years old. And we're introduced to... While he's watching the news, we're introduced to the two worst Jay and Silent Bob ripoffs.
Dude Bros.
This was pre-Dude Bros. These are Jay and Silent Bob ripoffs in 2004. 2004. They probably never saw Clerks. They probably just saw Clerks 2.
These were the two guys that I said to Paul. I was like, why can't they just talk like normal human beings?
Right, right. That kid had clearly never done drugs. Like, maybe that was the magic of Jay in the Kevin Smith movies. Like, that dude was just a stoner. He did not, I don't think he had to act.
Yeah.
He just acted it like himself. And when you try to grab a nerd and be like Jay.
Oh, man.
Oh, look, smoking weed, you fuck faces. Like, what? It's so forced. Why are you swearing? Why are you saying douchebag on TV? Like,
on a news report. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I said douchebag on TV.
Yeah. Why would you even ask that?
Oh, no, of course not, you fucking moron.
Yeah, and those are the ones that say the magician went all Manson on people. Manson.
Yeah. But he did.
He didn't do anything. And it's even worse later when we finally find out. We see the child that had the incident with Peter before he died. And they're building it up as if, because everyone's like, oh man, whatever happened to you and that magician? Not that it was a buildup. I really did not give a shit.
And they waited like 40 minutes to introduce him.
And
in a 70-minute movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they finally explain it at the end. And basically, Peter just scares him. He's like banging on the door and the kid's just sitting there. Even though that door was what the kid came out of, so he could have just went back into the house.
Oh my God. You just reminded me of another scene.
They're all terrible. They're all terrible.
Wait, what about when he killed that like homeless guy? Oh, that's eating trash.
By the way, are all these scenes at that one house? Yeah. Every scene is at that house, if you look.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's the lattice porch underneath.
Yeah, because the two stoners go in there, but then the main character moves back into that house because that was the uncle's house.
And then, the homeless guy goes through their trash.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, God. You know, I was like,
dude, but
the guy just walked out of that door and just walked into that house, and I was so confused. That's why. The same freaking house.
Well, the stoners go into that house and talk like a bunch of morons. And then they find like a Necronomicon in the basement.
A journal.
Yeah. Do you remember the guy's like, oh, I hope you open it. And it's just like a bunch of guys' hands with girls' phone numbers written on it. What?
Do you remember that? I can't believe you remember that. I mean, I vividly remember that scene because it was so stupid. And I remember being like, oh, I should write that down because it's so goddamn dumb. But I cannot write notes about this piece of shit movie. I'm so glad you remember that. Like, that made no sense. It was so forced. And then they do a lot of these actors. They do a lot of, like, they'll say a joke. The other character reacts. And then the other character kind of does, like, a shoulder shrug. Like, man, I thought it was funny. Like, what? Like, that happens in that scene. Like, he's like, oh, I hope there's pictures of girls' numbers, and the other guy says something, and the other guy's like, meh, looks off camera. Like, what the fuck? You couldn't just tell these guys to not do that and do another cut? Oh, you running low on VHS tapes, I guess. Oh, my God. So these kids go into the basement. I wish I could tell you why they're in this basement. There's some. Oh, because
they're looking for his dead grandpa's.
Wait, but wait, it's the same basement. So wait, are we to presume they're different houses?
I think we're supposed to think they're different houses.
Okay, because he's like, it's my uncle's, it's my dead uncle's, it's my dead uncle's weed.
Which is still growing under
a black light. Are we sure? Because why would Peter Rottentail be, like, he has to be connected
somehow. So is that, that doesn't make any sense.
So maybe after the birthday party, they moved out, and then the uncle moved in, then he died, and then they died there.
I don't think so.
Other guys bought the house back.
I don't think so,
because the father still owned it. It was still under the father's name.
Were those kids at the party?
There's only two kids at that party.
I know, but they lead you to believe.
Let's talk about the pot plant they see down there, which was just like the biggest, most
tropical plant. There's like a shrub plant.
The biggest leaves I've ever seen. Nothing even resembling a pot plant. Why even do that? And your uncle died a while ago? Do you think the... Like, just make fake bags.
Right. Not a live plant. It still had the lights on it and stuff.
It's still growing.
It was so embarrassing. Like, you know those kids are sitting around like, wait, what does a pot plant look like? Just
I know. Green?
They say green a lot.
It took them like 10 minutes to find it, too. Yeah, it was all around. It was huge and under lights.
Oh, my God. It's so goddamn bad. So they somehow wake up Peter Rottentail. I don't know how. They read out of this photo album.
They read some chick's number off a hand.
And we get to see our first Peter Rottentail. What are your first impressions of Peter Rottentail?
He looked exquisite.
No. So you see, your first impression is you see this hand come out of the grave, and he's just making all these like stupid fucking noises.
Oh my God. And he's like,
Paul, do you remember the noise that he was making?
It was so bad, and it was such a labored crawl out of that grave. It was so, and he's just covered in leaves.
He looked menacing, but he's still covered because it's stuck to his fur.
It was so bad.
Just two leaves.
It was so bad.
Stuck to his stupid face.
It was so bad. Now, here's one of my jokes that I took out.
Wait,
after I
found. Sorry, but is that also when he's making the oh?
Yeah.
Is that real deep noise? Because he's making a high-pitched noise, and he's just like blowing into a microphone.
And then he hops away.
Yeah, he hops away.
Yeah, but the sound effects. Boing, 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 boing.
The sound effects in this were just atrocious.
What about the score to this?
You mean Toe Jam and Earl's theme song?
Dude,
playing over and over. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, but the beat was so funky. Like it didn't sound terrible. But then some guy just comes out like, boom, 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 boom.
Planet Funkatron. I'm pretty sure one of the songs in this is the same song that's in the Nintendo 64 video game WWF No Mercy. Pretty sure.
Whoa, man.
Did you hear it? It's in there. I don't want to say watch it again, but it is in there.
We're watching it again. And it's like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's just that shitty, funky piece. Maybe that's like royalty-free music that WWE was just like, we need a fucking song. What's free? I mean, it sounded dead on, and it even had the guy say something on it. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm pretty sure this is the song. I'd love to be able to research that, but I don't care enough. I really don't care enough. So these kids somehow get Peter Cottontail alive.
Rottentail.
Peter Rottentail, of course. How can I forget? So what were your first impressions of the costume? We have an incredibly fake mask with a clearly plastic nose, not even
terrible teeth.
And my favorite, brown furry ape paws.
Yeah, with a
snow white mask.
That were not like a red at all.
With fur, snow is white as snow for the mask. Makes no sense whatsoever. Brown.
You know, I kept on looking at the claws, and I was like, that's not like a rabbit at all.
I just want to know where.
I didn't even think that it's not white. It doesn't even match the rest of his fur.
Yeah, it's awful.
Where did they get that costume from?
Absolutely everything is from Party City.
Dude, there's no way Party City carries a rabbit costume that looks that shitty.
You're right, actually. But maybe in... I mean, these guys probably had it in storage. This has probably been a brainchild for many years before 2004.
So you think they bought it like the 80s?
Yeah, they were like, this is going to come in handy so bad.
Like like when you look at those pictures of like, if you type in Google like old Easter.
Yes.
It's all kids crying with those disgusting Easter bunnies.
Absolutely.
At the mall.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. This costume is just atrocious. And I was a big fan of the foam top hat. That shitty fake foam you buy from Party City piece of shit hat.
Which turns out to be the most essential part of this movie. As it's revealed.
Oh, man.
I was so fucking mad. All right,
well, we'll get to that later.
Yeah. So these two idiots, we are so not even into this movie. So these guys summon Peter Rottentail. They somehow think he's a slave. They think they've...
Oh, my God.
And he says,
is this his very own demon?
Yeah. He thinks it's his very own demon. And he says, be gone, my evil spawn. And the other one says, oh, man, that's some Marilyn Manson shit. Nope.
Yeah. And he also makes comments about like Black Sabbath album covers.
Oh, my God.
There's never been a giant rabbit on a Black Sabbath album cover.
Marilyn Manson has never said, be gone, my evil spawn. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, yeah. It's right up there with Dope Show. Be gone, my evil spawn. Get the fuck
show.
Get the That is so much. That video is so much scarier than Peter Rotten, the Dope Show video.
Wait, is that just? Isn't that just him walking around with like no dick?
With no dick and
oh
breasts.
Oh my god!
As like American.
Yeah, yeah. Is, oh my god.
Why was that a video? Why was that allowed to be aired?
Because it was like 1999, 2000.
I think he performed on the MTV Music Awards like that, too.
Yeah, he did. That was his look for a while. It was awesome.
So that was around the time when he put his nuts on that security guard's head.
Dude, just think about that era.
Joe, you're getting off track.
To get off, let's just get off track at this point. 99, 2000 metal was so out of control. Okay, you had Mudvayne going up on stage in...
Bullet holes in their head.
Well, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, but like furry costumes.
The furry costumes that were gutted and their organs were hanging out of their bellies. He was in a giant teddy bear outfit, but entrails pouring out of his stomach performing. You had Rammstein going up on stage with the fake dick and spraying people in the crowd with...
I saw Rammstein... at Madison Square Garden, and they called a fan on stage, and fucking Till, the lead singer, shot him in the back with a flamethrower. and the people just had to immediately douse him with a fire extinguisher.
I saw him at New Haven, and I was like, I don't ever want to see these guys.
Wait, Rammstein played at New Haven?
Yeah.
Where?
Or was it Hartford? It was
It couldn't have been Toads.
No.
Wait,
no,
this place
would have
burned down.
It was at Family Values.
Oh, 99. Did they have the pyrotechnics?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was awful. And they had the fake dick spraying the crowd. And I was like, I need to go home. Where's Ice Cube? That was the best, man. Though. That was great. All right. Well, enough about 99, 2000 metal and how fucking ridiculous it was. It was bad. Mudvayne was great, though.
Yeah, sure.
I think I need to listen to some Mudvayne. Me and Joe once, like, did we even go together? We just, like, saw each other there.
Yeah, I think we just saw each other. Yeah, like, and there was an old guy that kept talking about how he wanted to die in the middle of it and trying to start fights with everybody. This guy was like 70 years old.
Do you remember that guy? He was always at the Webster. He was drunk as fuck all the time, and he was moshing. He was like 70.
No.
Oh.
We are so off topic.
Yeah. So back to this piece of shit movie. We have our main characters. Back, he's wearing the ugliest red vest I've ever seen. Red leather vest. Like Michael Jackson.
I didn't even notice.
And this guy looks like Peter Griffin, by the way.
Did you say you didn't notice the guy's vest?
Yeah.
He looked like Marty fucking McFly with a skinny tie.
But
I actually have a note about that.
Nope. Here's what's even better. The writer commented on that vest and got very solemn and was like, yeah, I really didn't like this vest. He's like, it brings back some really bad memories for me of a really dark time, a really dark period in my life. And I'll just leave it at that. What? What does a red vest remind you of? Like, we just coked up in the 80s and like fucking weird shit. Weird ass stuff. Now we get our awesome homeless person scene.
Yeah.
This actually may have been my favorite scene.
No. Nope.
Why?
Well, let's talk about what happened.
You're pretending to be a drunk and drinking beer, but it's clearly a bottle of cough syrup. How could you not find a beer bottle anywhere? Which goes to prove my point that these guys are just nerds. Like, you couldn't find a beer bottle anywhere? Anywhere. That was a cough syrup bottle. It fits so little in his hand. It's probably because they didn't want to draw attention to themselves, because clearly they were filming all these scenes.
They had no permits.
They had no permits. They had nothing. And you could tell because their voices were all very low, like their mom was in the next room. And they didn't want to wake her up.
These guys were born, the directors were born like 68.
Well, I stand by it. I stand by that.
Still thing. Living with their moms.
Dude, they were all talking like this.
Wait, why is this your favorite scene?
So the guy's looking for a drink, and then Peter Rottentail appears.
Yes.
And offers the guy a drink. And he pulls out like a turkey baster.
Oh, yeah.
It's straight up a turkey baster. And just like drips a couple drips in this guy's mouth. The guy's like, oh, it's terrible. What is this?
Witch piss.
He goes, it's witch's piss. And the guy's like, oh, no. It just like falls over and holds his stomach. And then it's like, it looks like sulfuric acid just burns through
him. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Best scene in the movie.
It makes no sense. How about the pun at the end of that one?
What was it?
remember, don't drink and drive
on your way to hell.
I didn't remember that. Sweet burn, Peter. Sweet burn. What the fuck?
He still got it.
And by the way, this is the first scene that introduces the idea that Peter plays with infant toys. And it proceeds to go out the rest of the movie. He pulls out an infant's hammer toy, an infant's saw toy.
Wait. Is this the scene where he's pretending to swallow it?
Yeah.
like a man.
I forgot about that.
But literally, I can fit that in my mouth right now.
It's an infant's toy. I have a 2.5-year-old. We have that set. That is for infants. I mean, if the bright colors of the saw didn't set you off, like,
he's just hitting the hammer into his eye.
It was so crazy. And pretending like that was like a magician's thing, right? Like we're supposed to believe that this is this magician rabbit and he's like putting on his show before he kills these people. But his show was using a child's toy and just hitting himself in the eye.
Deep throating a saw.
Oh my God. A toy saw. Oh my God.
To be fair, I think I would enjoy that. If I paid money to see a magician, he just hit himself in the eye over and over again with a plastic hammer.
We did one time pay to watch a guy nail nails into his face.
Yeah, Oz has to be, and Paul paid $5 to watch a guy hammer and nail into his skull.
So it's not that far off.
Yeah. We also get introduced at this point to the cousin of the main character, who is the other kid at the birthday party.
Yeah.
And
which, again, is not explained until like 30 minutes later.
And he uses the phrase cowboy up. Oh my God, this is so long.
We don't need to go through.
Yeah, no. We need to cut this short. This is already almost an hour long.
Well, and then it ended. hopefully later.
Yeah, so basically we have these cousins. We finally get introduced to the other kid at the party. I mean, this movie is just insane.
To sum it up, there's a whole bunch of random kills that aren't really connected to anything else.
There's a joke.
They go kill a guy because he's at a phone booth.
One of the lines
did you mention was at the party.
Your mom is a line in this movie. The kid says something classic, to him and he goes, your mom.
That's a classic 90s burn.
Yeah, but this was 2004.
So the cousin and the boy from the party move into the house, and there's a girl across the street who just keeps peering through the window and just assumes they're gay immediately. It's like if somebody saw us talking right now, like, oh, those guys are gay.
She's super horny, and at the same time, just like, these guys are queer. Like, what? If you're that horned up, why don't you just go ask?
So Peter Rottentail goes to her house. This is the scene we talked about earlier where the door is already open. Peter Rottentail sticks his arm in, but then jiggles the handle to unlock it anyways. And open the door, and he creeps up the stairs, and he opens up her room, and you're like, okay, Peter Rottentail's going, you know, she's going to get raped by Peter Rottentail. He peers his head in, and he's like, oh, I'd like to use my magic wand on her. And he's like, yeah, but I have other things to do. So he leaves. Why'd he break into the house?
He closes the door and leaves, and she wakes up. As if she heard something, looks out the door and is like, I need a man. Like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, but what was the point? Why did he break in just to say that?
Because she's got a nice care patch. Only so we could
see that same scene again.
It was so crazy. We've talked about this. I guess this is a key factor in a really terrible movie. It's just awful voice acting and sound effects. We saw it in Blood Freak. And we see it here, and I mean, besides the fart noises, my favorite is the girl, the next door neighbor, gets a call from her friend. This scene is so unimportant, but I laughed so hard on it because it is clearly a man doing a woman's voice. You could not find a girl. You could have even had the same girl re-record the voiceover, and you know it's a man because the line is, oh, "Hey, girlfriend." Why don't you go out with us tonight?
Yeah, because like, Sean, I'm pretty sure the guy that was doing that was just standing next to the boom mic. Like, off, they didn't edit anything in. Like, those fart noises were edited in. It was just some guy making fart noises. Oh my God, you're right. Just like Paul's choking. Just like when the kid's sleeping and he like rolls over and you hear the fart noises again. Like, I bet you no one told that guy to do that. He's just like, I'm gonna make a fart noise now. Like, why is that happening? It's sleeping. There's no need for that.
Hey, girlfriend. And it's not even that good. It's like, hey, girlfriend.
friend, what are you doing tonight? And she's like, oh, I'm busy. Oh, okay, girlfriend. Talk to you later. Like, what? Oh my God. What the fuck is happening?
So a whole bunch of shit happens, right?
I mean, it's really just a lot of terrible stuff. And actually, we've really hit on all...
No, we missed one big thing.
Oh, God.
Wait, in the middle or the end?
When the cousin goes to the strip club.
Oh.
And they couldn't even couldn't afford a set with walls.
Dude, there's no drywall.
There's not even drywall. It's just insulation and a pinball machine.
I honestly blacked out for a little while, so I don't remember the strip club scene.
Yeah, there's no wall. Like, why couldn't you just find a room with a wall?
A set with a
wall. Go to your apartment for 2 seconds. Put up a poster.
There is so much that happens here that I just don't...
We haven't talked about... Peter Rottentail can teleport. He can vanish.
But nobody gets surprised when he teleports in. They're just like, yeah, what are you doing here? So what's up, rabbit? He fucking teleported in front of you.
Oh, my God.
And then at the end, the boy, the main boy whose birthday, I guess it was, they like realize that Peter, the magician's backs him. I don't know how
they
would ever
jump to the assumption.
Put two and two together. Oh my God. But the kid goes into the basement.
Okay, wait. Before we get to that, we'll go through the end step by step, because literally not a thing makes sense. They waste. Okay, the movie is what? An hour and 9 minutes, right? Yeah. So 69 minutes. They use up about 40 minutes doing nothing. Like, nothing happens.
Yeah.
And then they rush this ending. Like, they're like, oh, shit. We got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Like, there was
those stoner kids talking about weed for 15 minutes.
Let's talk. Yeah, exactly.
He's like, why?
Peter Rottentail goes back to the girl's house. We see the exact same clip of her taking off her sweatshirt.
Same shot.
Same gray Old Navy tank top.
Yep.
But this time he goes up and knocks on her door, which she's okay with, and they have sex.
She opens the door, and it's kind of like a shot over her shoulder.
Yeah.
So it like slowly unveils Peter Rottentail, and he's holding a rose. And she's like, meh, pulls him in.
Yeah, I forget exactly what her words are, but it's something along the lines of, oh, she goes, eh, you'll do.
Fucking rabbit.
You'll fuck a stranger in a bunny costume, but if you were that horny, why wouldn't you just ask the gay guys across the street?
Not only that, the guy actually asked her to go out.
Oh, and she says is, like,
yeah.
She goes, oh, who are you? Well, that's a good reaction to a stranger in your house.
You're talking
door.
Peter Rottentail?
Yeah, while you're sleeping and is a giant fucking rabbit.
Yeah, and then she says, I guess beggars can't be choosers. what is oh my God.
It's just like the blood feast scene where she's banging the
oh yeah yeah head. Yeah, yeah. That's the common thread. Same movie. These guys are just I wish blood these guys were like better. We love blood feast. This is our homage to blood feast. But yeah, let's talk about this end. So all of a sudden they decide that the kid goes in the basement
where the guy who was just fixing the pipe was killed.
I don't even care about that.
Because he sees blood all over the toolbox. Everyone's like, and he's like, he probably cut his hand.
It's important because he goes down there and he gets spooked and he goes back upstairs.
Doesn't he actually?
Well, he sees Peter Rottentail.
Yeah, he sees him and leaves.
He's spooked.
Yeah.
And he goes back upstairs and he says something real stupid to the cousin. He's like, oh, maybe we should check the basement, which he just came from. He's like, oh, yeah, good idea. Then go back upstairs.
That was my biggest problem in that. So he comes up, he sees Peter Rottentail, runs upstairs. The cousin's there. He says, I was just downstairs. I think the magician's back. And the kid's like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. And the kid's like, I'm going to prove it to you. Or actually, he says that later, but he's like, adamant that the magician's back. He'd just come from upstairs. Then the other cousin goes, hey, where's Mooney, the plumber? Oh, he's downstairs. Let's go down. What?
Yeah, where they saw blood splattered. Where'd the body go to?
Peter eats them, I guess. and then that's actually, we find out he doesn't eat them because they go back upstairs after seeing the blood. He's like, I don't buy it. He's like, I'm going to prove it to you. They go to the magician's grave site, which is now unburied. And he's like, well, that could happen any day. And he's like,
look over there. Two dead bodies.
So casual.
Two dead bodies, and they're these like, two,
everybody in this movie overacted everything. Except for the two bodies.
So calm.
As casual as can be.
They see two dead bodies, and they're like, yikes.
That were stabbed to death with a carrot, by the way.
And they knew them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they knew them.
And they're like, oh, wow, this is weird. Yeah, maybe I do buy
Let's go back to the house.
And then they go back to the house.
We just saw Peter. Oh, my God.
They go back to the house. The power's cut.
Which they go...
Nope. The power light switch cut. Just turned
the
off.
The power's not cut because when he checks the fuse box, he's like, oh, everything's okay. Which means he just turned the light off and just flipped the switch.
Oh, my God. And Peter leaves a piece of cake. I mean, they don't know what the... What is this piece? Like... That's the big, the identity crisis of Peter Rottentail is like the worst part of this. Like, is he a magician? Is he a fucking rabbit? Choose which puns you want to make. You can't double dip because you've run out of rabbit puns. And like leaving birthday cake, like.
I thought he left the birthday cake because he wanted to like remind him of that birthday.
I guess, but like that would be like assuming that he's come back for revenge on like.
But he has.
Then why is he killing all these random
people? Yeah, I don't know that either.
Yeah, in one of Peter Rottentail's prank phone calls, he tells the kid how he wants to scare him and stuff before he kills him with a carrot.
Yeah, but I think you're supposed to assume there were other kids at the party. Those are all kids at the party.
Yeah, and so he sees this. The Peter Rottentail's left him a piece of cake to remind him of the birthday party, I guess. And we see the flashback of what caught. Finally, we see why this kid has been dreaming of Peter Rottentail. And it's just Peter the magician banging on the door and scaring him as a little kid. And then it cuts back to him and he goes, now I remember.
Because blows out the candle. After the potion kicked in, he like hallucinated and freaked out a little bit. And then all of a sudden, a top hat and a meat cleaver appeared.
So I think the intention of this movie really was to be trauma-esque. I think they were trying to be funny, maybe, but it was unfunny the entire. See, I don't
except
think
for right now.
Well, okay, that's what I'm about. That's what I'm about to say. So actually, I don't think they were trying to be funny. I think they were like, we'll put in funny parts, but for the most part, this is
just gonna be scary.
It's gonna be a horror movie, right? And then the one scene that you want, the one payoff. It's the movie. It's like a way a movie works. You just need a payoff at the end. We've invested an hour into this movie. And the payoff is the most insane,
ludicrous,
shitty cartoon fight I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And it's unfunny. Completely unfunny.
Dude, I laughed so hard.
He's punching him like a speed bag. And then he's doing, oh,
man. He kicks him in the face.
And they couldn't afford playing, what's that song called?
The Yankee Sax.
They couldn't afford to play that, so they just got some rip-off piece of shit version of it.
And dude, they kept looping the scenes.
It was awful.
And then I thought I was having a stroke because there's just like one graphic on the side. Did you see that? There's like one CGI graphic, but it didn't belong there.
Oh, my God. And
But then his hat falls off.
Oh, yeah.
His hat falls off. He's like, oh, wait. I know what your powers are. It's a fucking shitty hat that's barely staying on your head. And he steps on it.
You took all the suspense out of the finale.
So Peter Rottentail.
He just fucking steps on it. He steps on the shitty hat that's all ripped up anyways.
And Peter Rottentail, I guess, just disappears.
And then the end.
Which, by the way, contradicts what the kid says, because the kid's like, if I step on the hat, you can go back to being a human.
Yeah,
he's like, and then instead it just makes him die. Imagine if he was like, please, I would love to be a human again. And he was like, okay, and he steps on it, and it just ends his life.
Oh, God.
Well, 9 months later, we get the graphic card. We see our female who's still wearing the same gray Old Navy tank top 9 months later, giving birth to a healthy baby rabbit
who is a full-grown Peter Rottentail and has the full-grown Peter Rottentail voice.
And the doctor just like, oh, this is an ugly baby. That's all he said. It's a rabbit.
She goes, like, yeah, I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, she goes, is it as ugly as I think? And he's like, meh. Well, it's a fucking rabbit. She says, I hope it's not too ugly. And then he says, how's that for an entrance, assholes?
Yeah. End of it's movie. Just him again. He gave birth to himself.
Did you guys happen to check out after the credits?
No, I fucking told you, Joe.
All right,
I was like, dude, I need to. Oh.
Well, it's nothing good. It's the cousin.
I could have told you that.
It's the cousin sitting at the strip club. Like,
wait, he's not dead?
He got a carrot thrown in his head.
It's like an outtake.
Oh.
But
oh, God, this is my favorite scene. We just saw
it. The scene with the pinball machine behind him, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah, with the drummer.
So,
or lack thereof.
And he says, and he's screaming into the camera. It's an outtake. He's drinking like a Coke. He screams into the camera. Why are you doing this? Why are you still here? You're actually watching this movie?
No way. That guy said something else that was super meta.
Oh yeah, he's making fun of B movies.
Like, it's a shitty B movie.
Yeah. Peter, he's like, Peter Rottentail. It sounds like the name out of a crappy B movie. Well, yeah. Actually, it doesn't. B movies actually don't do that. Just really shitty movies do. Yeah. So that's that. I'm sure our listeners have no idea what's happening. And frankly, neither did we. So check it out if you want to. Would you recommend it?
Nope.
Nah, probably not.
I would. It's so bad.
I thought you walked in here hating it.
I do. I hate it so bad, and I'm so furious I spent $1.99 on it. But listen, you pay $1.99 for an app, just spend the money, rent Peter Rottentail on Amazon, and just, it's an hour, and you'll be fucking miserable.
Don't do it alone.
Make sure you do it with friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it with friends.
Don't even do it with friends. Just don't do it.
Polonia Brothers, man. They'll get you every time. Oh, this was the biggest piece of shit I've ever seen. I'm
sweating so
much. So that's Peter Rottentail, everyone. I don't know. Oh boy. Garbage is the word, right?
Yeah, garbage. Something like that.
Garbage is the word. So I've never heard a podcast do this before, but we're going to read some of the reviews that I found on. I've never heard of a famous podcast do this. Read opposite reviews, good reviews about the movie, the shitty movie they just watched.
I get what you're doing there.
There you go. That's a shit joke. So let's hear what some of the reviews on Rotten Tomatoes and Amazon say. 4 stars. I like this movie because it's definitely I like this movie because it can definitely happen to any magician. Your DNA confused with a rabbit's, which would be incredibly frustrating enough to drive you to murder. Spoiler alert. 5 stars. One of the greatest films of all time. It has the best actors and special effects.
Were these from the Polony brothers?
Who submitted these? Wait till you read these, because I think we know who it is. On Amazon, 5 stars. The subject is A Rare Gem by Spagnoli Fan. This is Spagnoli Fan's only review on Amazon, by the way. This movie is truly a rare gem. The plot, characters, and dialogue are superb, and I want to watch it again and again. Up-and-comer Tony Spagnoli.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Has an amazing performance.
Are you kidding me?
Has an amazing performance and brings his character to life beautifully. I can't wait to see him in another role soon.
He wrote the same review on IMDb.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wait, who did he play?
I don't know. I think he might be the cousin who honestly was the best performer, like the long-haired cousin. He was the best actor in the
movie. But he still sucked.
No, they're awful.
Ooh, yeah.
Here's another
one.
He
sucked less.
5 stars, a killer movie. This is easily the best, most outrageous movie about a huge killer rabbit I have ever seen. Harvey ain't got nothing on this bunny.
Harvey?
James Stewart?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm
Jeremy Stewart.
Wait, be sure to check out the unforgettable performance by Tony Spagnoli.
Shut up.
That guy can sure bite it in style.
Yep, he's a cousin. Got the carrot in the head.
What?
Yeah.
Did you know it has a 17% on Rotten Tomatoes?
That's too much.
It's way too much.
Huh?
Was there anyone that didn't like Spagnoli's?
There were some 1%. There were some like 1 stars and stuff, but why even read them? Because we just explained it all right now.
Oh, God.
I couldn't do it. And by the way, for anyone that's like listening to us for the first time, we're not going to rip off How Did This Get Made. I just had to read it for this because they're insane and clearly written by the actors and directors themselves. R.I.P. Well, that's it for this episode. It was a classic. Paul, thanks for coming on this month.
I'm not going to thank Paul.
Yeah.
No, I shouldn't either. This was miserable. Sorry, I mean, it was really fun to talk about it again, though. We had some laughs. Well, a lot of laughs. What's on tap? Oh, we've got an episode coming out the week after this to wrap up September from our trip to Scarecon.
Yeah.
Pretty cool trip.
Yeah.
Probably won't be the craziest episode, but check it out. We've got a couple interviews that are worth your listen. And yeah, that was a fun trip. So except for Joe got food poisoning. So that was not fun.
No, it was not. And of course, every exit was like 40 miles apart.
Oh my God. It was so big. Yeah. We want to thank Harley Poe for allowing us to use the song Gorehound off the album Pagan Holiday. Check him out at harleypoe.com or facebook.com/harleypoe. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/IHateHorror. Joe, what's your Twitter handle?
At JoeV421.
I'm at IHateHorrorShow. And that's really it. Got Scarecon that week. And then October, we're going to be planning some special stuff. If you guys have any ideas, shoot them our way. We want to make sure it's special for you guys because I don't care what we watch.
Did you like my idea?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, if you know Joe, you know that he loves shitty Disney Halloween movies. And Joe has proposed we watch all of them. It's the worst idea ever.
Dude, I can't wait to watch Under Wraps.
I can. I absolutely can. No, I'm not going to make that statement that I want to watch this over that, but...
You'd be insane.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. We seriously appreciate it. Rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Send me an email, sean@ihatehorror.com, and we'll get you a sticker out for your review. Just let me know, you know, whatever you... your pseudonym that you use to write this review. And that's it. Stay weird, everyone.
Thank you.
Adios. Adios.